Hey folks, we're going to get started again. This is the part where we go through the each application for the various spots and open it up for discussion and comments, any reflections you have on those candidates, and we'll do a vote after we go through all the student applications for that role. Right, Sally, am I? Okay, so
students first.
The first one that we have in the student list is Andrew Brichichek from the 7th Congressional District. I'm going to open the floor for any comments.
I'll just begin on this one, and maybe for some of the newer people, which will kind of help highlight. He was president of the Morris campus. They stopped the polling on campus. He tried hard to get it reinstated in Morris. He was not successful. I like that story, that to even reflect on it. And he did organize U Day at the Capitol for the students from Morris.
Any other comments or insights? We will now move on to Heather Chatterton, 2nd Congressional District. Any thoughts, comments, insights? Margaret, you're looking at me.
Well, no, I. I just said no board experience, but I don't need to do this for all of them. I am anal retentive for the new people on the committee.
Thank you.
I think we should go through everything. We're going to keep going through everything. Andrew Durcott.
Chair.
Jerry.
Just comment to make, as Margaret mentioned, the last candidate you brought up that has no board experience, and at times in the past we've had members of the board of regents that say that's really vital to have someone with past experience. But my personal view is that should not be an issue with the students.
Correct.
Because they are not likely to have had any board experience, especially something approaching this level.
Well, and I think that was also some of the feedback the board in their discussion gave as well for the student position.
So, Chair Walter, Margaret. I should clarify what I meant. When I went through all the student applications, I was looking for students who had volunteer experience in their student association as representatives to the Board of Regents, with the serving on the Senate committee as a student. So I'm not looking for experience in a corporation. I'm looking for student governance experience, not governance in general.
Back to Andrew Durcott. Okay. James Farnsworth.
James Farnsworth is, I met him. He was at, Paul, you were at the, I think that meeting of the, at the students. Okay, I'm sorry. Student Association held three. Dan, you were there.
Yeah.
Yes. And I met him, and I was impressed. He's the MSA executive director.
Chief of staff, I think.
Chief of staff. And I just want to put in a word for him because he, and by the way, he's a minority, so I think we need to be sensitive to that, and I think that's supportive of diversity that was talked about. So I would just say that I think he's a strong candidate given his background and his willingness to serve and his coming to that student regent meeting or student candidate meeting. So I'd put in a word for James Farnsworth.
We'll go to Councilmember Olson.
I would just like to also add, I worked with him in student government last semester, and he is an incredible team player. So I've seen him personally work with me and be very willing and open to hearing new ideas and new perspectives, and kind of I got to see that play out last semester, and I think he'd be a really great fit.
Thank you. Jim.
And just a question for Sally. On this candidate, they only answered questions 1 through 5. They did not answer the last two questions. I just wanted to know if there was a missing page or if they chose not to reply.
I'd have to go back and look. My guess would be there might be a missing page.
Representative Bernardi, did you have a comment?
Yes, I would just encourage members when they use abbreviations to say them out loud so that we,
that's a good point.
Everybody.
Yes. Minnesota Student Association, right?
Chair Walter?
Yes.
His answer to question one, he was the lead organizer for Minnesota March for Our Lives, 20,000 people, state capitol, March 24th. That's impressive if people can verify that that's what he did. Very impressive.
I'll also say I did meet with him as well at his request as he was getting to know this process too, and I share all the positive comments. He very much understands what the Board of Regents does and such. So, all right, additional comments there. We will then move on. I'm going to make sure that I'm on the right list here. To Mary Franz. Council Member Carlson.
She's employed and has been employed in a variety of different ways. She has excellent governance board experience. She should have used spell check on senator, but other than that, she that was sort of tongue-in-cheek, chief of staff for the UMD, University of Minnesota Duluth Student Association, and I thought she had good answers to her questions.
Additional comments? All right, Susan Grafstrom from Roseau, 7th District. Okay. Jordan Johnson, 6th Congressional District. Okay, Thomas Keller. I've heard that.
Yes, he serves on the U of M Senate, which is a faculty committee in a student affairs position, and on the Council of Graduate Students. I liked his answer that he says he looks at issues through the lens of a person, not just the issue. But that's just was a one answer. He is getting his PhD.
Okay. Additional comments. Michael Kenyanya. Did I pronounce that correct? Mike. I'll start on this on him. I did have a discussion with him as well. I think he's student body president in Duluth, right? Did I remember that correctly? Seemed very strong, very very knowledgeable of the issues, and I think he was on the WebEx of the forum that MSA had held at the Twin Cities campus through coordinates. So, any other comments on Mike?
Yeah, well, Barb. I would just say sort of an example of what we were talking about before. A friend of mine who knows I serve on this committee knows this young man and reached out to me because his application, you know, he let people know he was applying. So this, my, you know, former colleague reached out to me and said, "Say, I just want to, you know, put in my reference for him and, you know, please consider it." So that's sort of the thing we're getting towards with letting people know that they're out there. So I do have a colleague whose opinion I greatly respect, couldn't say enough good things about this young man.
We should, I should add here too, we did get a letter from a member of the representative-elect who received the RCAC letter and provided feedback saying she knows him and recommended him as well. Representative-elect Robbins, I believe, from Maple Grove area. Am I right on that?
No, I don't know. That doesn't sound familiar. Maple, excuse me, what's Maple Grove is Representative Kirsten or Kristen?
Robin.
Kristen Robin. Oh, her last name's Robin. Yeah, yeah. I just know her by her first name. Thank you. Sorry, Mr.
Robin. I'm going to have to retract my
additional
comments. Okay, Sarah Kettering. Margaret Carlson.
Probably one of the strongest resumes in the pool. Her paid experience, Twin Cities United Way, board communication manager, Habitat for Humanity, executive assistant to the president, that she does have some board experience getting a master's in public health. I always look at who their references are, and one of them is Maureen Reed. I thought that was excellent. But the answer to the question that just I highlighted, the University of Minnesota is worth every penny. And that's when she was talking about tuition. But I have many, many things starred with her. She talks about sexual misconduct and health and wellness. And the other line, good governance is monotonous and delightful routine until it is not. So she's either a good writer or a good thinker. This is a strong resume.
Additional comments? Okay. Christina Larson.
Just a minute. I've got to see what happens.
Tim.
Only comment that I would say is in the answer on the end, she's actively trying to get a position at the University of Minnesota and flagged in there that said she would resign from the Board of Regents if she would get the position. So... just wanted to call everyone's attention to that.
Yeah. Additional comments?
My concern was the answer to number 7. She was in a position, contract not renewed, I left with a severance. And she talks about the work culture and content of work, and I have no idea if that is true or not true, but I just think it, she declared, and I admire her for that, because that's the type of thing we would not want to find out later on.
That's a good point.
Was that the same candidate?
Which candidate. One was it? Maybe I was looking at, I thought it was Christina Larson.
Oh, Larson. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, it's number 7, her answer. Yep.
Right. Okay, Joshua Preston.
It's hard.
Bill Otto.
Mr. Chairman, members, in my capacity, in a previous position, I spent about 6 years working for the Government Relations Office at the university and worked closely with Mr. Preston when he was a student at Morris, specifically relating to student testimony that we used at the legislature, as well as support the U-Day functions and our student advocacy program back a number of years ago, and would recommend him highly.
I just also would point out, make sure everybody reads the answer to question 7. I thought that was a very positive, I mean, very well thought out. Cheer to the eye for me. Samuel Rosemark. Okay. And then our last is Zhu Yang. I don't know if I said that correct. Was this the one? No.
He did not complete his application after staff urged him to submit it, right?
Correct. I followed up inquiring about the responses to the essay questions, and I never heard anything back.
Okay. Does that take us through the entire student list? Any other comments there, or should we distribute ballots?
Mr. Chair, can we just go down the list? And I wasn't always clear which campus they're from, and I'm particularly interested in which ones are from the, are they all Twin Cities except Can you just go down number 1, 2, 3, what campus one is from? Is it clear? Does anybody, Margaret, you looked at them the most?
Well, I didn't really see that as a filter. I was so pleased with your recruiting of all those students. I put them all in a pool, and I just looked at them.
Okay. But is Morris, number one is from Morris? Yep. Is that what you say?
Number 9 is from Duluth.
Okay. Number 13 is Morris, I see. Someone said there's no Crookstons, right? It's Morris, Duluth, and so
two Twin Cities.
I guess I'd
Minneapolis, St. Paul. I think they're like lumped together.
Lump them together.
Yeah.
Okay. So the only outstate ones are Morris, Duluth, and Morris. 3. Is that what we have?
I think 5 and 9.
What's your?
We're candidates number 5 and 9, Duluth.
Yeah. Representative Bernardi.
And Councilmember Jim Erickson, I bet you meant Greater Minnesota.
I meant Greater Minnesota. Excuse me. That's exactly what I meant. I'm sorry. Thank you for the and so we'll consider those from Greater Minnesota, and we'll consider those from Lesser Minnesota.
Well, we're actually considering them all at once. So
yes,
important to note here. Okay, additional comments here, or should we do the first ballot?
Mr. Chairman.
Council Member Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I would just like to put in a question is, as far as how many candidates we're interviewing, is it prescribed that we're interviewing 6? Is it?
That's a good question. I should elaborate. No, it's not. We could interview every candidate on this list, all 40, whatever, if we want to. So that's part of this. My approach to this, I think, is to go through and do the voting on this, and then as we at the end, when we know how many we have, then we talk a little bit about the structure of the interviews, because I think in the past we have tried to fit the number of interviews into the number of slots that we had. I think we're trying to think more broadly this time. Does that make sense? So no, but that can be part of your deliberation as well. So
okay, and I would just put in my plug, Mr. Chair, for interviewing more candidates for each position. The legislature, you know, would have us submit 4 candidates for each position, and I think, certainly 6, but 8 would be 2 for each position that we're forwarding to the legislature. So I would just put in, especially with the student applications, where I really, the resumes for all of them, by nature are much lighter than the other ones, and I think you can learn a lot more from the interviews with the student applications, but really for all of them as well.
Additional comments, or shall we pass out the ballot? All right. First ballot.
There you go.
Coming in hot. And we vote for up to 6.
Up to 6.
Yeah, and I let me just add an additional comment here. Not that I ever encourage suspension of the rules, but we do have that that ability with 2/3 vote. One idea that I threw out that was soundly frowned upon by most is particularly for the student spot is that we consider interviewing a large number, potentially shorter interviews that we've traditionally done 45. We can address that after we go through this process and your various votings.
Oh, no, 12. Just receipts.
So, this is always tough to fill this out. Go back and
mm-hmm. Yeah, there are.
Good thing.
Thank you.
Did you know anything? Just in this?
Yeah, Diana. Thank you. Did you go
for I get one more.
Uh-huh. And they had several people who had first time. I don't.
Diana.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, well.
Thank you.
Do we have all the ballots?
No.
That's part of geographic.
This part's tough. Yeah.
Do you have all the ballots? Oh, sure, absolutely.
No rush.
Yeah, I will not.
We're just tabulating now? Okay. So we're going to start going through the 5th district while the student first ballot is being tabulated. So let's start. 5th district, the first is Allison Barman. Comments. I will I'll offer a comment here. I know she applied last time, and I think was an extremely strong candidate. And frankly, I think it was the we had a lot of incumbents, and I don't know, but so I speak positively just from her experience last year. I thought she was extremely strong. So, Tim,
I would echo that. You know, looking at her background now with Bush Foundation, but beyond her background on policy, working with the project, the Itasca project, all those pieces together, I think she's a great candidate to hear from.
I'm going to echo the same thing. She was a remarkable candidate last time. She wrote a very thoughtful letter that was published in the paper talking about diversity and her observations about diversity on the Board of Regents, her observations about the diversity in our committee, that we are not as diverse as we ought to be. She called me this year and said, can I meet you for a cup of tea? And I'd like to just talk about the Regents and my opinions and impressions of it and all of that. And she's just very thoughtful, very intelligent. I think she's terrific.
Vice Chair Taylor. You got a thumbs up from him, so I think you're echoing.
Yeah.
I haven't had a ton of time to look at these applications, but looking at her answer to number 3 in terms of organization mission, vision alignment, board executive relationships, and also understanding that she's been through some transitions, so seeing that we're going to have a new president coming along, it sounds like, again, echoing what everybody else has said, she'd be fantastic.
Okay, additional comments there?
I echo what Quentin said. She understands K through 12. She's seen CEO transition, dealt with thorny governance issues, a career of hands-on with diverse populations. She is not diverse. I mean, she's a female, so she is diverse. Yeah. She is not of color, but she's had experience with populations of color.
Okay, next, Paul Cullen. From Richmond. Okay. Next is Kelly Doran. Jim Erickson.
I would just speak in behalf of Kelly Doran. He is a man, to Margaret's point. If you see, I don't know how many units he's built in the Twin Cities, is a major Twin City developer. Doran Construction is all over, and they've built significant student housing at the University of Minnesota, so he has relationships with you. I think he says he's done building new student housing. But he certainly is a very very successful businessman and would bring that perspective, and I would certainly urge that we should grant him an interview and hear his story.
I would agree. I would just offer, Kelly used to live across the street from me. He was a very nice and friendly neighbor, very busy.
Were his walks shoveled?
Say what? Walks shoveled. he did. I know he's done a lot of development at the University of Minnesota. He sort of self-funded a run at the governor's spot once upon a time. So he's been interested in service, looking for the right way and place to be of service. So I like Kelly.
Additional comments? Councilmember Brady.
I thank you, Chair Walters. I don't know him personally, but having 3 children that attended the University of Minnesota, I've written his company many, many checks. And I've had the opportunity to be in his buildings. I'm mindful of former Regent Tom Devine and his true commitment to moving more people onto campus. And I would say that his properties really have been one of the most impactful and transformative things in bringing people onto campus and having the campus be more student-oriented versus what it might have been 40 years ago.
All right. We'll move on to Roger Kittleson. Make sure I'm not skipping any here. Do we put through the student ones again?
Oh.
They'll be on the ballot.
Yeah.
You'll notice on the list, so there is, I passed over Thomas Keller, who is one of the student. They'll be on this ballot as well for the 5th and are eligible for your votes here on. All right. We will move on next to... and then Christina Larson, also a student... that we talked about earlier. And then number 8, Peggy Lucas, incumbent.
Wait, did we talk about Roger? Roger, go back.
No, any Roger.
Oh.
Do you have Roger input?
No, I don't. Okay. I just thought that you were circling back to explain about students, and so I...
Roger's not a student.
Yeah. What?
I'm going to keep it open for Roger.
No. Yeah, I have nothing to say.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Should we suspend this? Three more. Peggy Lucas.
Mr. Chairman, about Regent Lucas as well as just about the process, you know, I would say that I feel strongly that people who have been regents in the past should be advanced through the process, getting ahead of myself both to an interview as well as to the legislature. I think if the legislature has seemed to elect them as a regent in the past, then they should be forwarded to consideration to the legislature.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman,
Rogers.
I would agree entirely that people, unless we have some reason that incumbents should be forwarded, and if there's a reason that they are not going to be reappointed, let the legislature decide that.
We need a motion.
So, on that, there could at this point be the motion to suspend the rules to grant interviews to the incumbents throughout. You can make the motion, but it would take a 2/3 vote to, and then they'd be out of the voting process here and automatically included in the. Would you like to make such a motion?
Mr. Chair, I would like to make such a motion, and I'm wondering if it. No, that's getting too. Yeah, I will make that motion, Mr. Chair.
So are you, so just for, you want it for the entire process, so there's 3 incumbent regents?
I don't think we can
there's
beyond today. Just today.
Dean Johnson.
Just today. To move forward to the interview.
Right, that's what I mean, yeah.
I think we need to bring the 3 candidates to bring them before us, but I think anyone who served 12 years, there have to be questions we need to ask them.
If they are
forwarded to the state legislature, those questions have been asked and answered.
So clarify, you're talking about bringing them in for an interview, or are you suggesting forwarding them without an interview?
Mr. Chair, I'm suggesting bringing them in for an interview, although I am also in favor of forwarding them.
So I'll second that.
Okay, so... Just for clarification, though, so that does that affect 3 applicants? So 2 in the at-large, Regent Omari and Regent Johnson, correct? So this would apply to those 3. Okay, so 2/3 vote. We would need how many vote? How many?
20.
So can we do it by voice vote?
All those in favor?
We'll figure out the number.
We got a motion in a second from Jerry. Any discussion?
So to be clear, we're voting to advance them to the interview stage,
yeah.
Which is what is our discretion for today's activity.
Yeah. Right. Correct. No more debate. We will vote. I think we better do a show of hands just because we've got to count, right? Mm-hmm. All those in favor, raise your hand.
Way to go, Sally.
I think that's 2/3, right? Yep. Yeah. All those opposed? Okay, we're good to go. So then we Our first action. Yeah. So Peggy will be off the ballot for the 5th, right?
Does that mean we can vote for 6?
Yes. Yep.
Do we?
Okay. So, sorry, I'm getting a little lost here. So let's complete the 5th quickly. Janie Mayerson?
Mayron.
Mayron. Oh, I added an S in there. Margaret?
Yes, I know Janie Mayron. She's a judge. I think her supplemental governing board experience really explains what she has done. But she has a wonderful style to look at an issue, to not get overly emotional about it, and move a group on. And what I was impressed when she was the head volunteer for the University of Minnesota Alumni Association, she asked her law firm if she could be recused hours from the firm because of the importance of the university and her role, and they granted her that for her term as president-elect, president, and past president. She is an outstanding woman to consider.
Additional?
I'll make a comment. Her answer to number 4 in regards to listening to the faculty and having them bring their recommendations and data and all those things, I think that's huge for her to really want to engage faculty and their ideas and what they think might be best recommendations.
Councilmember Brady.
Yeah, thank you, Chair Walters. Not only is she a judge, she's a federal judge, and I would suggest that the vetting standard for that position far exceeds what we may be engaged in today. I know, among other things, they have an FBI background check, and they go out. So it is truly a position of respect and authority within our greater United States.
Thank you.
Okay, the final then for the 5th is Mary O'Connor.
Just for your information, the answer to number 1, the CUFS computer system does not allow payments for $99 trillion to each and every vendor. So I just want to get that in the public record.
I think that's $99 billion, isn't it?
Huh? No, count your digits.
Millions, billions, $99 billion. All right, that's neither here nor there. Okay, so that's it for the 5th district, and unless there's more on Mary O'Connor, we will move to the results of the student at-large ballot. So the first ballot, 6 candidates received a simple majority, which means they are selected for interview based on the first ballot. The first is Andrew Brichacek. Second is James Farnsworth. Third is Mary Franz. Fourth is Mike Kenyanya. 5th is Sarah Kettering. And 6th is Joshua Preston. Now, the remaining vote totals I'll go through for you. Heather Chatterton received 4. Andrew Durcott, 2. Susan Grafstrom, 5. Jordan Johnson, 5. Thomas Keller, 9. Christina Larson, 3. Samuel Rosemark, 3. And Zhao Yang, 0, which means automatically dropped based on the rule from the next ballot. We drop all those received zero votes. So we've got 6 so far. The question I guess I have, so the threshold here was more than 10, I believe, right, to be the simple majority. We've got Thomas Keller that was one vote shy of that, and that seems like a natural break there. Thoughts, questions, we can move to a second ballot as well. Paul, you seem puzzled, so I must have.
Can we suspend the rules to entertain my motion that we add Thomas Keller to the pool of six who have already received a simple majority, so that we are going to interview seven rather than six, and as a result, dispense with a second ballot for student.
Okay, so the motion there is just...
Is it permissible for me to make that motion?
It would be permissible, okay. Indeed.
I move that we do not have a second ballot, but instead add Thomas Keller to the pool of six candidates that have already received a simple majority or better.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Brady. Does that does this motion make sense to everyone?
Yes.
Okay.
Just a question. What was the next lowest number or next highest number?
So Thomas Keller was nine,
yeah.
And then five. Okay. Five. There were two at five.
Thank you.
So there was a bit of a... Okay. We're going to vote by show of hands, again, because we need two-thirds, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All those in favor, raise your hand. That's two-thirds. All those opposed? All right. So we have our applicants, our interviewees for the student at large, and I'm just going to read those quickly again. Andrew Brichacek, James Farnsworth, Mary Franz, Thomas Keller, Mike Kenyanya, Sarah Kettering, and Joshua Preston.
So then that takes two people off this list here, and we're down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay, so good point. That does take off candidates for the fifth ballot. Okay, so when you hand the ballots out, we're going to tell you who to cross out for the fifth district. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I've noticed through advanced math here that there in the fifth congressional district are seven candidates who are not also students, and I would make a motion to suspend the rules to interview those seven candidates and dispense with the ballot process.
What?
So your motion would be to suspend the rules to interview all seven of the
non-student
applicants for the 5th Congressional District.
Right. Yes, Mr. Chair.
Interview them?
It's going to be eight.
Interview them or consider their names?
Interview them.
To interview them, yes, Mr. Chair.
There's seven remaining.
Yeah, with Peggy, it would be eight.
So with Peggy, yeah, so with Regent, the incumbent, there would be eight for the 5th. So there is a motion.
Excuse me, may I ask for a clarification? So you're saying a candidate who got three votes...
No, we're talking about the 5th district.
Yeah. Oh, the 5th district. Sorry. I thought he was saying all the students who didn't get...
Oh, sorry, we moved on to the 5th. I sometimes limit the ways.
Oh, my God. I knew you were smart, Drew, so I was just checking.
Margaret, you have to be careful. You're speaking to an Eagle Scout.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we have a motion. Is there a second for that one? Seconded by Senator Anderson. And I don't think this is a debatable motion, is it?
I know it's not.
We could. I think we will allow a discussion on this. I think Attorney Roberts was supposed to, but Jerry.
Did you get a second?
We did, yes.
Okay, Mr. Chair. So my question is, are we not going to vote on the students that applied for the 5th? As part of this?
There are eight advanced, right?
No.
There's only one left. Jerry? I'm Christina Larson, because James Farnworth and Thomas Keller were advanced from the earlier pool,
right.
So they're crossed off of the 5th.
So there's only one?
Yeah, so that's Christina Larson.
We're going to eliminate that one?
Well,
so you're...
If you approve this one.
Oh,
yes.
Now I get
so you would eliminate the one remaining student?
Mr. Chair, yes, that is my motion. She only received three votes in the student process, but if it was the will of the body, I'd be open to including her and interviewing all eight if that was the will. But my motion is for the seven non-students.
I'm sorry.
Additional discussion? Should we moved. This will require a two-thirds vote. Just looking for additional comments. Okay. Again, the motion is to... yes, Senator Clausen.
I would just say that to carefully look at some of the responses, some of them are quite limited, and I would say by advancing all of these people, I think we'd be doing a little bit of a disservice.
I agree.
Councilman Brady?
Mr. Chair, I'm wondering if Ms. Olson could comment on when you go through our week, how many slots do we generally have available? Certainly we can make more time, but what number have we customarily interviewed?
14 to 16 at the last couple times.
Total.
For the four spots.
With that in mind, I support the last comment.
I do too.
Representative Bernardi.
And since you just brought that up, how many of you interviewed in the past for four spots? I just have a concern about that when our recommendation is to move forward with four. I feel like...
Two to four. Is the
two to four.
Two to four. Well, we're taking guidance from you on how many you want.
Okay. So. Gotcha.
But... yeah.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask a question? So the motion would be to advance the names Barman, Cullen, Doran, Kittleson, Larson, Mayeron, and O'Connor, seven names, with in addition to the Peggy Lucas, which we've already dealt with, right? So there would be eight people. The motion would effectively mean that eight people were interviewing for the fifth, or am I wrong?
Well, Drew mentioned that Larson would be eliminated because she was eliminated on the student.
Oh, okay.
So it would be seven total.
Seven, including?
Including Lucas.
Okay.
Clarification. Are you talking about Mary O'Connor being moved forward?
As an interview.
As an interview?
Right.
Mr. Chair, that was my motion, although upon further review of her application, if, you know, we wanted to change the motion to make it six total due to obviously not a very thorough application and other reasons, I would be certainly amenable to that.
Disorderly conduct. I mean, that's what I didn't know if I was listening to you early on.
So you have changed your motion. Who seconded that? Is that amenable to Senator Anderson? Okay, so now I need to repeat the motion. So move to interview Barman, Cullen, Doran, Kittleson, and Mayra, right? Lucas is already on that list. Okay, does that make sense to folks? This is a suspension of the rules, so it requires two-thirds majority. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed? Christensen motion is defeated. Let's now we move to the ballot.
Holy shit.
Chairman.
Yes, Tim.
Confirming we can vote up to six, but we do not have to vote for six.
Correct. Correct. And once we get the ballots, we're going to tell you who to cross out to save some tabulator advance work there.
Yeah, same. Come on. Get the same place.
You have that here.
You want to save 5 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So happy you have to zero cross.
You don't get a free one.
I got three cross.
I got two.
Did I didn't. Oh, did I get one?
Yeah.
Like
that one.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Thank you. Well, I'm just
like,
sorry.
I'm
sorry. It's
going to be a
two solid
weeks. Yeah.
Well,
it's your job. So are these all crossed off?
Not cited.
So
we have to do our own.
Yeah, tell them who we have to cross off if they didn't.
Thomas Keller.
So who should be crossed off? Thomas Keller.
James Farnsworth.
James Farnsworth.
And I think we have Lucas Gino Larson.
Yeah. Yep. So your ballot should have James Farnsworth and Thomas Keller crossed off, as well as Peggy Lucas, because they all already are on the interview list.
Okay.
Makes sense. And you can vote for up to six.
Up to six, but you don't have to vote for six.
You both voted, right?
Yes.
I'm not. So. Unless you already did it. My battery.
Oh, we got a large at large list. There's that stack.
Is everybody's ballot in?
Who wants alphabetical? Oh,
That's important.
I want to remember. Anybody else? Everybody's in?
Jason, how are you today?
All members having voted. Any votes? Okay. While we're tabulating, I think we'll start going through the exhaustive at-large list. Oh, yeah. Those of you who are on the webpage since last night will notice that Peter Hutchinson withdrew his name.
Oh.
Oh, and he's off the list, right? Okay. I was going to say.
Five.
Okay, so number one, Lynn Abramson, 4th District.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
I would simply note her extensive, I don't know her, but her, and I, she's got a strong resume, but, and it's particularly aimed at medical, which even the president, the chairman of the board indicated was a useful expertise on the Board of Regents. So on that alone, but beyond that, I think she's certainly qualified. I would recommend that we grant her an interview.
Chairman Walter?
Yes, Councilor.
I did not know her, but she called me. Somebody recommended, and I had two conversations with her. She hits on seven or eight of the criteria that Chair McMillan talked about. Governance, she took the Hennepin healthcare system to a citizens board. She reflects diversity. She is female. She is Caucasian. She has been a leader in every volunteer organization that you see down the list, including the National Bone Marrow. Team is how everything gets done, medical and financial. I was very impressed with her as someone that I did not know before the process began.
Additional comments? All right, we'll move on to Susan Adams Lloyd.
No.
I was looking for a second. Oh, Lloyd.
Well,
oh, Paul. Councilmember Taylor.
Thank you. I do know Susan both as a fellow alumni association volunteer and also in a business context, strongly support her being granted an interview.
I would echo that. I've worked with her on through different community things, and always present, always very engaged in that, has a huge passion for the University of Minnesota.
Margaret?
you know, that she brings television experience, Clear Channel, Better Business Bureau, all of those are key things the university can use. She always has a CEO position, and she's risen to the top of every a board that she has ever been on. She is very, very respected in this community, and she will ask tough questions of the regents. She's a very smart woman.
Okay. Next is Gloria Attica. Next, John Baumgartner, 7th Congressional District.
He is going to be in Thailand during our interviews, so should we choose, according to his comments, if we choose to interview him, we would need to tape him or do something like that. I appreciated that he mentioned that he was in Chapter 11, and the business that he was in, that's not surprising. In those startup businesses, they don't all succeed, so I'm always appreciative of candor that people give you on these applications.
Oh.
Or Chapter 7, sorry, liquidation.
So just a reminder on the essay questions that are in here, they indicate if it's disclosable or not. So not everything in our in the packet that we have, be mindful of that before.
What did he check?
I don't know.
Good point.
He said it's public.
Okay.
It's checked.
But a good thing to remember on other ones.
Good to remember because I quoted somebody else.
I thought it's on a separate.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the boxes. But the essay questions.
I better look at each one of those. Since Darren Rocha.
Is she
Any additional apart?
You know, I'm sorry. I just no one mentioned anything about Gloria Attica, and maybe we don't know her. But I'm just wondering, because we are all going to be so mindful of diversity, is she ethnically diverse? She was the Twin Cities African Center of Influence executive director. I think you would be, and her maiden name looks not like Johansson, so I don't know. I'm just wondering, does anybody know her? I don't know her.
I'll tell you why I didn't speak up. It was the answer to question 5. She would find a replacement for Regent Activities. The reason maybe I am more sensitive to that, we had somebody in a high level serve on the UMAA, University of Minnesota Alumni Association National Board, who sent his executive assistant to the board meetings. You really can't find a replacement for board meetings.
So maybe that's just something she doesn't understand and would be cleared up in an interview. I don't know.
If you
I just would like to get as much diversity as we can.
Representative Bernardi.
Yes, thank you very much for that, asking that question. And the other question I have is, can we just reiterate how many people will be on the board that are women after this term if women aren't moved forward or elected?
None.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that was... yes, so there are no women who will be serving on the board unless we move women forward and also the legislature chooses to elect women.
Correct.
Okay, John Baumgartner, any additional comments there? Okay, we're going to suspend our review of the at-large ballots to give the results of the 5th Congressional District. We already did that, but we didn't. Okay. So there are 3 who received simple majorities. Allison Barman with 19 votes. Kelly Doran with 16 votes, and Janie Mayron with 19 votes. Mary O'Connor received 0 votes, so is dropped by rule. The remaining 3 applicants on the ballot, Paul Cullen received 4, Roger Kittleson received 5, Christina Larson received 4. So based on this ballot, we have 3 interviews for the 5th district.
Plus Peggy Lucas.
So yes, 4. I'm sorry. Yeah, 4. With Peggy Lucas is the incumbent. So that leaves us at 4 here. Our option would be to go to another ballot.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Council Member Otto.
I'd like to propose we forego a second ballot and move forward with interviews for the top 3 candidates.
So you're
top 4, excuse me.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Your motion to suspend the rules is that we just accept the 4 that we have agreed to so far, have voted on, and close voting on the 5th, correct?
Correct.
Is there a second?
Second.
Several seconds. All right. Any discussion?
Is that Jerry? That 4 includes Peggy Lucas?
It does. Yeah. So this means that for the 5th district, we'd be interviewing 4 people: Allison Barman, Kelly Doran, Peggy Lucas, and Janie Mayron. Mm-hmm. Okay. We need a 2/3 vote on this. So all those in favor, raise your hands. Opposed. That's 2/3. Yeah. Waiting for the
Sorry,
audit
that's
there.
Two-thirds.
That's 2/3. Okay. So so that totally then, so we have 7 interviews for the students.
11.
So we're at 11 total so far. Give you that back.
Okay, so you guys might have a 5th day.
All right. We are now down to the at-large application review. Next is... Did we
have... Where's the voting? Did Baumgartner come off?
No.
Okay. He's fixed.
We talked about him.
Okay.
Lester Bench. Representative Nornes.
Mr. Chair, I would like to recommend Les Bench as one of those to be interviewed. He's from my county. He's not a constituent, but I know him well. And he comes from a business background, environmental background, a very diverse background, if you look at his resume. And his connection with the university is quite extensive, particularly the University of Morris.
Additional comments.
Fair. I think we got kind of interrupted with Baumgartner with our...
Yep. Oh, did you have additional comments on Baumgartner?
Well, the only thing is we talked, and Chair McMillan talked about, you know, supporting or echoing the demographics of the state, and he's somebody that is from greater Minnesota and in the agriculture sector, and for that reason, I would...
And you are speaking on Bench. Or Baumgartner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you. That was Baumgartner comment. Any
not the one that...
I'm going to go back. Any additional ones on Baumgartner? Okay. Well, closing Baumgartner, and then Les Bench, who Representative Nornes just spoke about. Yes.
Mr. Chair, just to clarify, let me just go back to Allison Barman, because we've already granted her an interview in the 5th.
Yeah.
Is that correct? We'll get to see her. In that round, we could, because respected that she might be, we could put her in either spot when we do that. So I just want to make sure that she'll get the interview, and she checked 2 boxes, so she'd be eligible. Anybody that did that is eligible for our recommendation if we honor the checks. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any others on Bench?
Yeah, very impressive service to the Morris campus, and also that was on the Capitol Campaign Committee, President's Club member, Chancellor's Citizen Advisory Committee, which would be a small committee. Those are very, very good things. There are very few people that have spoken to that in any of the interviews or applications.
Mr. Chair, if I could add one additional thing.
Representative Norris.
Les Bench was instrumental in getting what you call an eco-center contributed or donated to the University of Morris. It's about 150 acres, beautiful, Otter Tail County woodlands. It's an area where students can really learn a lot about the environment. So.
And this is an open question. I know currently it's a sitting faculty member at Morris. In the past, I think there has been where we've had regents that have gotten elected that are a city employee. They've been required to step back from that role. Just want to make sure he's aware of that process.
I'm not sure that he's active there.
Okay.
It was an adjunct position, I believe.
Okay.
I don't know that he's still doing that.
Okay. Perfect.
But I'm sure he would be aware of that.
Shirley Boyd. Shirley Boyd.
Harvard Law.
No more. Okay, Susan Cohen. Susan Cohen. Oh, I'm sorry.
I have a resume for a James Carey.
Yeah, sorry, he was out of order on mine. So Jim Carey, he's one we should talk about because he was the late applicant that we voted to accept the application for. So we'll go back. Well, first of all, any for Susan Cohen?
Oh, should we go look at Cohen now? Oh, okay. All right.
We kind of pre-started, so I'm going to finish Cohen, then go back to Carey.
Yes.
So we're on Cohen. About ready to close on Cohen, unless Margaret has.
No, I have no comment on Cohen. I reviewed the resume. No, I have no comment.
We will go back then to James Carey, 4th District. James Carey. Okay, now I gotta go back to my list.
There it is. James Carey.
So, are we interviewing him?
No, he's fifth and he didn't get passed.
So he still isn't eligible for this one?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so the next one is Paul Cullen, who is what we had on the 5th District ballot.
So these I put that we've already talked about and things have cost on it as well.
Good job. Any Paul Cullen? Yeah, we already talked about him for the 5th. Mary Davenport. From Mankato.
I'll speak in support of Mary. I've known Mary for a number of years. She went through the open process when Regent Simmons stepped down and went all the way through and just came up short on the end vote for that. But huge, extensive background in both higher ed and also connections with the legislature, you know, I think would be an absolutely fantastic regent.
Senator Clausen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to reaffirm, yes, last year when we had the unexpected opening, she was one of our finalists and a good candidate.
Barb.
The Alumni Association held that open panel to vet those candidates, and I was in the audience, and I was impressed with her presence and answers in that forum.
Representative Bernardi.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just wanted to comment as well as one of the important attributes or qualifications or someone that would be helpful on the board would be someone with academia,
yes.
And she comes from that background and is well-respected.
Councilmember.
And I like the diversity of academic background from government relations, administration, and teaching. You know, it's quite impressive.
Councilmember Christensen.
Mr. Chair, I certainly think Mary Davenport, someone who received that large of support from the legislature on the floor, certainly is qualified and, you know, should be advanced to an interview.
I'd second all that, and I'd point out that she was actually on the slate that the joint committee forwarded. I mean, she had been approved, not just, you know, a finalist. The joint committee voted to forward her, so she's that's a high standard, and clearly she should be in the mix. And
any more there? We'll go to Robert Eddy in the 6th District. Council Member Christensen.
Mr. Chair, I think Mr. Eddy really has an impressive application here. Chair of several important governing boards of the National Exchange Carrier Association, the Minnesota Telecom Alliance, Hilbert Communications, all, you know, I think very important experience, as well as an alum of the university and somebody who's been very involved over the years with the university. So I just put in my plug for Mr. Eddy.
Councilmember Eric.
I would do the same, and obviously he has the qualifications, but I've always been, I think, one of the, we serve the university well by sending more candidates. You know, we're going to send perhaps 16 candidates over, and Bob Eddy would be the example of somebody who will go over and take the message of the of the university to the legislators, because while he's campaigning, while all those folks campaign, they get to support and expose legislators to the university. So he's, I view all those people that are get recommended to go across the street as lobbyists for the university, and he would do that in spades, because that's exactly what he does all the time. He's very active. So I think that attribute will serve us well, and that will be true of all these other people that we recommend. They will be going to talk. It's a two-way street, as Chairman Nornes knows. It's a two-way street. You're interviewing them, but they're also telling you how important the university is.
Okay. I had a kind of a just a question. Is his father Wayne Eddy by any chance?
Excuse me, is he with
Wayne Eddy? Anybody know who that
not
is?
From Northfield?
From Northfield?
Not to my knowledge. I don't.
Okay. I just happen to know him, and that would be an added. Yeah. If I connect those two, it would be a plus for him, because Wayne was a special guy in the radio business. So
I do not know that.
It still is.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the only guy that shot himself during the recreation of the.
Jesse. When the death of Jesse James.
Oh, when no. Jesse James was it Jesse James?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he fell off the horse and the gun went.
Oh, wow, my God.
Just a side note.
Okay. Any more on Mr. Eddy? If not, we will move on to Catherine Farniok.
He's a character.
Farniok. From Woodbury.
Oh.
Margaret.
Well, my biggest concern is her answer to number 6. She plans to spend the winters in a warmer climate. There are only 12 regions, and since I, too, spend 5 months and 3 weeks in San Diego, that will not help the regions, and you really can't do regent service from afar. So, and when you say plan to spend the winter, most of us are talking about 3-4 months. I can't speak for her. Concern me. I thought her answers to the questions were not thoughtful the way many, many other people are thoughtful. I know she's a medical doctor, she's a woman, but I did have concerns with this application.
No comments? Okay, so I agree. Next would be Mr. Susan.
I do know it. It looks like she put her application in maybe late in the day. Isn't that the last day, December 7th, when she sent the email?
Just
interesting.
And to me, that's neither here nor there. You know, I have to judge her by the pile that we have in front of us.
The next one, and we've discussed previously in the student at large discussion with Susan Grafstrom. Additional comments for this ballot? Okay. Next is Kao Lai Her. Let's see if I pronounced that right. From Maplewood. Comments? Okay.
No. I thought everybody was going to talk about her. She comes from the Hmong community. Yep. She has wonderful service. I'm not afraid to take risk. I shouldn't read the her answers. Now she represents diversity.
Yeah. I think she's great.
Okay. And Peter Hutchinson is not on there. So the next would be Kim Eisenberg.
I don't think I have hers.
You might. Oh, no, shoot. She didn't. She's in the fifth, but she didn't apply for the fifth, right? Yeah. That's right. Yeah. I know Kim. We worked in the same. She used to work in the pharmaceutical industry, and she also was at the Met Council when Ted Mondale was chair. I didn't think I interviewed with her for a job. I think she managed community and public relations over there. I think very highly of her. Any additional comments? Okay, make sure I'm going right. And Jordan Johnson, we already talked about as well for the student slot. Any additional comments on Jordan Johnson? We'll move on then to Carol Johnson Dean from Memphis. Sorry. Council member Paul Taylor.
I've known Carol Johnson Dean for many years, have the highest regard for her as a professional executive in education. She and her husband are a two-resident family with Carol in Memphis and Willie in Bloomington. And we need to interview her. Clearly, that issue will come up during the interview, but I think it would be not a good idea for us not to grant her an interview based upon that circumstance.
Chair, I've known her for probably 30 years. I think the most impressive thing is she's a former superintendent of St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, Memphis, Boston. I, too, had questions about two residences. I have seen Regents in the past winter in Arizona or other places or have two residents. It is very, very difficult, but she's African-American. She is clearly an educational leader across the United States.
Additional comments? Okay, we will move on. I don't have Dean Johnson on my list.
He's already on.
Oh, he was ahead of them. Okay, so we will not discuss Dean Regent Johnson because he's already on the interview list unless the additional comment. Next is, we've already talked about Roger Kittleson and Christina Larson. But any additional comments on those? They're not on the interview list, right?
No.
Then we'll move on to Mark Lindahl from Blaine. Mark Lindahl. Okay. Going once. Next is Bill Luther. Council member Christians.
Mr. Chair, I think, this application, former Congressman Luther, a former congressman, a longtime member of the legislature, I think certainly qualified to be considered as a regent and should be forwarded for an interview.
Additional comments?
We did interview him before.
Twice? Two years, I think. 1 year he was voted on. And
at least once.
No, but he put his hat in the ring, even though he was not forwarded.
He was nominated on the floor.
Mr. Chair. Just one more thing to add is in past, I believe in 2015, he attracted a significant amount of support on the floor from the legislature. So I think that's an added, you know, trying to divine what the legislature would like. You know, I think someone who attracted that level of support should be forwarded.
Mr. Chair, I was just going to add that to move this along, he grew up on a farm in my district.
But he hadn't shot himself, I assume.
No, that was Eddie.
Okay. Any additional on Congressman Luther? Then the next I've got is Leona Moore from Minneapolis. Tim.
I can speak to Lenny. Lenny's really has been very involved in many organizations across the Twin Cities in leadership roles in those very large nonprofit organizations. Lenny was here earlier this morning and sat through the first half of it, but had to leave for another event. But she was sitting right over here. So I highly recommend her. I've served next to her on a number of different community areas and always very, very much engaged and very committed to the service.
I do not know her, but this board, governing board experience, knocks my socks off, and I don't know her at all. And I'm impressed with the people who are her references. She's not a U grad, but I would say this is a community leader. Probably there's only a handful of people like this in Minnesota.
Yeah, Chairman, I would strongly endorse her. I only met her a couple weeks ago, but I can say her resume, obviously, and her references all put her, close to the top, or at the top of our list, in my judgment. But I think what's most significant is that she is able to spend the time. She spent the time on those other boards, and we talked about people that might not have as much time to be a regent. I can assure you that she will devote the time to the 40% of the time, or 50 or 60, and also a capable leader down the road. So I strongly think she should be certainly interviewed, and I hope she's in our recommendation file.
Well, and I think anyone who's willing to sit through part of our proceedings, that's a positive, in my book. Okay, any additional ones on Lenny Moore?
It's Lenny, L-E-N-I, just so you can make a note there. That's what she goes by.
Senator Plossen?
Just to confirm Ms. Carlson's comments, I don't think when you look at this resume, you will not find a person that is more civically involved as a candidate. So I would certainly encourage that we support her candidacy.
Okay. Additional comments? Not. We are moving on with Mary O'Connor, I think we talked about in the 5th District. Any additional thoughts there? And then we're going to pass over Regent Abdul Omari because he's on the list already. And then that takes us to Stephen Peterson from the 7th Congressional District. Any comments on Mr. Peterson?
So I will speak in favor of Stephen, former General Mills employee, really involved on the ag side, has a good balance between metro and greater Minnesota understanding. So I think he brings some of that ag piece background to the conversation.
Just a comment, just look at his references. There are actually one or two former members of this committee.
Mr. Peterson, any additional? Okay, we are moving on then to number 37 on our, number 36, Samuel Rosemark, we talked about during the student, or he was on the student list. So any additional comments? Now, we'll move to number 37, Donovan Schwichtenberg from Edina.
I can speak to former president Schwichtenberg, was a longtime president of St. Paul College, has a really big background in higher education, and would bring both that lens as well as kind of the lens of the Minnesota state system, partnerships with the University of Minnesota through Board of Regents.
Additional comments on Mr. Schwichtenberg? Okay, next is Sandy Weiss. I'll speak on to Sandy Weiss because I spoke with her. I got to know her this last year when I was up here quite a bit testifying before legislative committees about the RCAC. I think she was the board chair of the University of Minnesota Alumni Association, I think, at the time. Can't speak highly enough of her. I thought she was very, very engaged in this, and that's my recommendation.
Mr. Chair, I'd second those remarks.
That was from Council Member Otto. I don't think we needed a second, but that was more hyperbole than any additional comments? Ms. Weiss. Okay.
And Walter.
Moving on to Mark Walters. No relation because it's a different spelling.
I wondered.
In case anybody wondered.
How come you didn't get an S?
I get it a lot, actually, oddly. Any comments on the guy with the great last name? Oh. Okay. We are then moving on to Al Zidane from Moundsview, 4th District. I believe we interviewed Mr. Zidane last 2 years ago, or was it 4 years ago?
4 years ago.
4 years ago? I remember the name. Any comments? Paul Taylor, you've got a good memory.
Don't ask me what I had for breakfast.
I know.
Even though you were there with me.
Yeah, you have the same thing that I did. Okay, Al Zidane going once. And then that brings us, oh, there's that one's out of my order. Philip Zenos from St. Paul. Mr. Zenos. Okay. That closes our initial review of the applications. Anybody have any comments? Senator Anderson.
Mr. Chair, so by my count on the list of at-large seats, we've got 41. We've already moved forward 11 of these, and 7 of them haven't met the threshold on previous ballots. So we've got 23 to consider. Is that correct? Do we need a motion to just vote on the 23 and not consider the ones that haven't met the threshold previously? Does that make sense?
Sounds good.
Good. Isn't that the sense of what we do with the ballot?
I've been working on it for now.
So this would be to exclude from the ballot the people that have not made it on a previous ballot.
Right. Right? There's 7 of them, to my account.
Okay.
So the 11 we already have that have moved on, and then 7 that have not met the threshold, so it would be 23 remaining.
So are you then proposing we go to the ballot
we'll go to the
on
ballot
those? Not, you're not saying interview all of the remaining?
No.
No.
Okay, okay, good. I just wanted to... clearly something going on there. Okay, so that's a motion to suspend the rules
To remove
the names that have not advanced on prior ballots. So that takes us down to a total of 23.
Yep. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on this motion to suspend the rules that requires 2/3 vote? Did you have a comment, Council Member Brady?
It's also those who have already been through, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Always seeing the positive. Okay, so all those in favor, vote by raising your hand. We need a 2/3 vote for this to advance. All those opposed? Okay. Motion carries, so we're going to have a little bit of time to do the...
You guys might have to cross them off.
We might have to, let's give everybody their their ballot, and we'll tell them when to cross off.
Yes, because then we can start looking at it.
Representative Bernardi?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question. Are we still doing six on this big slate of candidates?
Or is it 12 for two
12,
spots?
Because it's
oh,
two
I'm
spots.
Sorry. Yeah, that's...
12 to cross off yours.
Lee, Sally, is it...
No, this is where it ended.
This is where it ended at last motion. So it's
okay,
much anybody
thank
with
you.
A star next to him?
I know that seems like...
What was the answer, Dan?
So you can vote for 12
up
candidates on this because it's
12.
For two seats.
Up to
12, so that's up to six for each spot. Add six and six.
And then we have to
cross off. Yeah, we're going to, before you vote your ballot, let's go through and tell you who's crossed off.
It's true. Cross off the ones that you're thinking.
You guys are busy.
We started off there.
So resolve it.
Casey, how are you?
Yes.
And Diane holding
There's
up.
More people that need to
I think it's
off.
Awesome.
Oh, anybody with stars?
No?
Yeah. Because there was also five.
Five would be one star.
Oh, we already crossed off those.
Yep.
Seven stars.
So that makes it easy.
Yeah, so cross off the stars.
Except for the starred one.
Oh,
wow, you guys are thorough. Yeah, so cross off all of them with stars by their name. Wow, your system of organization here. So the only options are unstarred names that aren't crossed off.
I'm a member, but
does it add up?
Yeah,
it
does. Amen. Oh. That was easier.
Now I need my list.
Now I need this back.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Now you need your cheat sheet. Let me see here.
Hey.
You had no idea, so it's all good.
A question. We've already got two people that are forwarding on. Are we voting for 12 or for 10?
12.
12.
Okay.
We're going to err on the high side.
Okay. But I was just asking, because we do
up
have...
Up to 12. You can only vote for one if you want.
I know, but we have to factor in two of our regents who are reapplying.
I've voted a couple times before.
Oh, I forgot to cross her off. A secrecy envelope.
I remember which one they were.
Take a short recess here while we're tabulating.
Have some bread.